Welcome to Open ELMS Podcast, turning your learning into a conversation.
I am so excited for today's topic. We're diving into something that sounds complicated, but is absolutely essential for making smart financial decisions. Net present value, or NPV.
It's a total game changer. At its heart, NPV just answers one simple question. Is this investment going to make me more money than it costs? But it answers it in a really intelligent way.
And that intelligence all starts with one core idea, right? The time value of money.
Exactly. It's the bedrock of all finance. A dollar in your hand today is worth more than a dollar you're promised next year. It's that simple.
Okay, but why though? I mean, a dollar is a dollar. What makes today's dollar so special?
Three big reasons. First, inflation. That dollar will buy less next year. Second, opportunity cost. You could invest that dollar today and earn a return on it. And third, just plain certainty. You have it now. There's no risk you won't get it later.
Right, that makes sense. So if money in the future is worth less, we need a way to figure out what it's worth today. And that's where discounting comes in.
You got it. Discounting is like a financial time machine. It takes all those future cash flows you expect to receive from a project and tells you their value in today's money. It pulls them all back to the present so you can compare them apples to apples.
And the time machine is powered by the discount rate, isn't it? That always seemed like a fuzzy concept to me. How do you pick that number?
It's crucial. The discount rate is basically your required rate of return. Think of it as a hurdle. It represents what you could earn on another investment with similar risk. If your project can't beat that rate, why bother?
So a higher discount rate means you're more demanding. You're saying future money is worth even less to you because you have better options today. Got it. Oh. So this all feeds into the NPV formula.
Precisely. You take all your future cash inflows, the revenue, the savings, everything.
The good stuff.
And you discount each one back to its present value. Then you add them all up. From that total, you subtract your initial investment.
Which is the big chunk of cash you spend on day one to get the thing started, like buying the new machine or building the factory.
Exactly that. The purchase price, installation costs, all of it. And the number you're left with, dot, 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 that's your net present value.
Okay, the moment of truth. Interpreting the results. So, if the final number is positive, say, positive $10,000?
That's a huge green light. It means the project is expected to generate value above and beyond your required rate of return. It's profitable. You're increasing wealth.
Love to see it. And if it's negative, say negative 5,000?
That's a hard pass. A red light. The project is expected to destroy value. The costs, in today's money, are higher than the benefits. You'd be better off putting your money elsewhere.
Okay, but what about the weird one? What if NPV is exactly zero?
That's the break-even point. It means the project is expected to earn exactly your required rate of return. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not destroying value, but it's not adding any extra either. It's acceptable, but not exciting.
So NPV sounds like the perfect tool. It considers everything, the timing of cash flows, the risk through the discount rate. It's amazing.
It's definitely the gold standard for a reason. It directly measures value creation, which is the ultimate goal.
Okay, but hold on a second. It can't be perfect, can it? The whole thing seems to depend massively on forecasting the future. Predicting those future cash inflows seems more like art than science.
That is an excellent point, and the biggest critique of NPV. You are absolutely right. The result is only as good as your assumptions. A bad forecast will give you a dangerously misleading NPV. Garbage in, garbage out.
And picking that discount rate still feels a bit subjective, too. A small change in that percentage could flip an NPV from positive to negative, right?
It absolutely could. That's why sensitivity analysis is so important. But even with those limitations, it's far superior to other methods. Think about the payback period method.
Oh yeah, that's just, how fast do I get my initial money back? It's simple, but it completely ignores any profits made after the payback period and, crucially, ignores the time value of money.
Exactly. And then you have the internal rate of return, or IRR, which is also popular. But NPV is generally considered more reliable, especially when you're comparing projects of different sizes.
So where do we see this being used in the real world? It's not just for Wall Street traders, is it?
Oh, not at all. It's everywhere. A company deciding whether to buy a $1 million piece of machinery will run an NPV analysis. A real estate developer evaluating a new apartment complex will use it. It's used for mergers and acquisitions, new product launches. Even you could use a simplified version to decide if buying a rental property is a good idea.
So it really scales from huge corporate decisions down to personal investments. It's just a framework for thinking about long-term value.
That's the perfect way to put it. It forces you to think about all the costs and all the benefits over time, and it makes you account for the fundamental principle that money today is more powerful than money tomorrow. That's the core takeaway.
A positive NPV means you're creating value. A negative one means you're destroying it. It's a powerful, clear signal for decision-making, as long as you respect its limitations and are careful with your forecasts.
You've nailed it. It's a foundational tool for anyone serious about making smart financial choices. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to the Open ELMS podcast.
Bye-bye.